Christmas Eve, by an anonymous author, edited and adapted by Craig Groshek, and narrated by Matthew Fike. I can never sleep well in hotels. I guess that's somewhat of an understatement. I could never sleep well in general. But hotels were the worst. Just the thought that the previous occupant of my bed was a complete stranger was repulsive in my mind. But that's besides the point. Sorry, I'm getting off track. What I'm getting at is how the lack of sleep in hotels changed my life. Christmas. We were spending Christmas in a grungy hotel and not with family. Great. Don't get me wrong, it's not like I don't enjoy the all-you-can-eat buffet of soggy hash browns and grits for Christmas Eve dinner. Of course, the first snow of the season resulted in the cancellation of our flight down to Virginia. So it was Christmas Eve, and I was trying to sleep in a bleach-saturated hotel room. My mind was wondering what happened here to require the use of such an excessive amount of bleach. The room was nothing out of the ordinary. Two beds, one for me and my dad, and another for my sister and my mom. A bathroom and a stained microwave that appeared to be in need of a good dusting. Somehow I escaped the room, and the stench of bleach, and fell into a dreamless sleep. When I awoke some time later, I could tell it was early morning. My dad was snoring next to me, and he usually wakes up before 4 a.m. And that's when it hit me. It's Christmas, and I was about to let this bad fortune ruin my favorite holiday. Looking across the bed at the clock to check the time, that's when I noticed it. The silhouette of a man about 6'3", standing across the room, staring at my mom's sleep. Still half asleep and caught up in the moment, I couldn't help thinking of Santa Claus. I realized how stupid the thought was, and horror soon filled my head. I choked back a shriek. I knew I couldn't let him see me awake, so I quietly put my head back down, pretending to sleep. My mind was racing. Someone was in my room, and I couldn't do anything. I was just a scrawny 16-year-old. This man looked like he was built like an ox. I wondered if I could wake my dad up in time. But I knew that wouldn't work. He slept like a rock. A bucket of water couldn't get him up fast enough. I was practically in tears. I never felt so helpless. For a second time, I choked back a scream, and all of a sudden, he was standing beside me. I could feel and hear his repulsive breath on my face. It smelled like he'd been eating rotten meat for a week with no thought to brush his teeth. If he didn't know I was awake before, he surely did then. Seeing my face contorted in fear the way it was, the breathing stopped and I couldn't help but release a sigh of relief. I would have kicked myself, but there was no need. I heard the room door open and close. I launched out of bed. Nothing in the room was in disarray, and my family was still asleep. It couldn't have been a dream. I couldn't have imagined it. Feeling awake as ever, a horrible idea popped into my head. And before I could push it away, I was pulling the door open. Glancing back to the door in order to memorize the room number, I saw the giant spray-painted black X on the door. Had I seen this without the prior knowledge that some intruder had been in our room, I probably would have thought it was just some stupid kids. But I knew better. Just not enough to know what it was for. Then my heart skipped a beat as I realized the man was just a few years from me, turning the corner at the end of the hall. Throughout the duration of the events that followed, I kept asking myself, why am I doing this? But there had been no answer. And so I continued. I tailed him down into the parking lot and then lost him. He was nowhere in sight. One moment he was walking out of the lobby, the next he was gone. Thanks to the icy winter gale, I was reminded how cold it was outside, and was reminded that I was wearing the same paper-thin pajamas I had retired in the next before. I quickly returned to the lobby, my feet in what I supposed were the beginning stages of frostbite. No one was around. Strange. At the time, I could have sworn the hotel had a night concierge, but there was no one to be seen. With the adrenaline wearing off, I realized how stupid and rash my actions had been. What was I thinking? The man could have killed me. I cursed myself as I headed back up the stairs. I knew something was wrong when I got to my floor. The door to my room was wide open. I hadn't left it that way, right? I thought to myself. I honestly couldn't remember. I walked inside, and after a quick search of the room, I determined it was safe and that my family was still asleep. I locked the door and got back into bed. Though I didn't sleep for the rest of the night, I listened to my dad get up and eventually my mom followed, but I still pretended to be asleep. A few hours passed and my parents got my sister and I up. We got into the car and we made our way back to the airport. As I dug through my bag to locate my iPod, I found something that hadn't been there the previous day. I found a note that simply held five words I still think of to this day.
I knew you were awake.
It's now been 2 months since my experience at the hotel. I'm still scared for my life, and it gets worse every day. That note I found wasn't the only one. I still receive them.